It is time now for our wonderful water segment, your monthly update from Owassa. Chapel Hill and Carborough residents use about 7 million gallons of water every day. So, significant organization here in our community. And today we're going to be focusing on recreation, talking about University Lake in Carborough, Cane Creek Reservoir in Chapel Hill, a couple of great places that you can go and enjoy. And it's administered by Owassa. So, we're joined here in the studio by two special guests. Johnny Riley is the lake warden for Owassa, and Henry Vajon is a Chapel Hill resident and an avid visitor of the lakes for fishing specifically. Right, Henry?
That's right.
Awesome. So thank you both so much for being with us today.
Absolutely, Aaron. Thank you for
thank
having
you.
Us.
So,
it's
Johnny,
great.
let me start by talking about you. Lake warden, what exactly does that entail?
Okay, so as a lake warden, I had the pleasure of being in charge of both of the raw water supply reservoirs for Chapel Hill and Carborough. That's Cane Creek Reservoir and University Lake. So I oversee the day-to-day operations. Also, this time of year, we're open for recreation, which is a big part of what we do and a big part of what we're here today to promote. So just overseeing my staff, taking care of customers' needs, making sure we do everything we can to help them have a pleasurable experience there at the lakes.
What do you love about your job?
What do I love? I'm going to go with people. You know, I love getting to meet the people, folks like Henry here. You know, I wouldn't have got to know Henry any other way. So it's a place that I get to meet people that I normally wouldn't, very interesting people, and also the people that I work with. I've got some really good coworkers. So I've got a great staff. Adam and Justin do a great job with us. Richard, Keenan, just some great guys that it's a pleasure to be around.
Awesome. So we're talking about recreation at University Lake and Cane Creek Reservoir, and we're going to talk specifically about fishing in a minute with Henry, but what are some of the other things that people can do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got out at Cane Creek, we rent John boats, we rent kayaks, we rent canoes, all at a reasonable fee. We have a sunbathing area, we have a small walking trail that people can come out and enjoy. We have a lot of people that come out just to enjoy the birds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bird watching that goes on there, not just during the summer, but we have a small program during the winter as well. It's just a place to reconnect. We have picnic areas, just reconnect with nature that in a way that most people can't, and it's one of the best places I know of in Orange County to do that.
Yeah, it's a really great spot for boating. We've been out there on University Lake, and it's just so nice and peaceful, even on a busy day when there's a lot of people out there. It's just
nice. Mm-hmm. Yep, we say that all the time about, you're in town, but mm-hmm. you can at least feel like you're outside of it, at least for a moment.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, fishing is a big deal as well. So let's turn to Henry Vajon. You go to University Lake and Cane Creek Reservoir on a regular basis. What is it that keeps bringing you back?
Well, Johnny mentioned the people and how he likes to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the two lakes as being, as having personalities. They're mm-hmm. both very different. So I teach at UNC, and University Lake is closer. It's kind of like that friend you see every day. Cane Creek's a little farther out. It's that friend you haven't seen in a while. You drive a little farther to make that trip and you catch up. And I love them both. They're both very different lakes. One is a more low-lying lake with different tributaries coming into it. It's a little smaller, and I paddle a kayak a lot. So
mm-hmm.
that one's an easy paddle on a day-to-day basis, whereas Cane Creek is at a higher elevation. It has a different personality in terms of its profile, its wildlife, and also its fishing.
What's your best fishing story from there?
Well, I've got stories from both. I take my kids there.
Okay.
And I take them out on kayaks. My daughter caught her first fish here at University
awesome.
Lake.
How long ago?
And that's a special memory. That was about 12 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So, but one day I was paddling across the lake, and I saw something just in the water. And from a distance at first, you see a lot of aquatic non-venomous, I would say, aquatic snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was following it, and as I got closer, I thought, that's not a snake. And as I got closer, I thought, well, what is this thing? I couldn't figure it out. It turned out to be a bat swimming across the lake in the middle. Johnny's
on purpose?
Johnny works there, and he hadn't even seen that.
This is bizarre.
And I filmed it and looked it up later. It was an eastern red bat, and somehow it ended up going for a swim. I guess it was a hot day, and like me, it just
That's
wanted
fair.
To be out on the lake.
I didn't know bats could swim.
It was news to me.
I wonder
me as
if
well.
The bat knew that bats could swim. That's awesome. So what's your best fishing spot at those places?
Well, there are a number. Careful. Yeah, yeah.
Just,
be careful.
Yeah, maybe like a couple feet down from the best fishing spot.
All of the anglers who fish the lakes in Almonte, they're like, they're listening. Well, the spots have names, and some of the regulars name them after. Instead of speaking to the spots, I'm going to avoid that and just say that both of the lakes have very different types of fishes in them. University Lake has bowfin. Cane Creek does not, for example. Bowfin's a very ancient species. It's almost a dinosaur, and you find them in there. They're not common, but they are there. They're beautiful fisheries, clean water, and the fish out of there, there are some edible species. And I've taken some crappie home and some catfish out of there.
Nice.
Delicious. My best catch in terms of crappie, I earned a North Carolina Wildlife Trophy Certificate for a trophy category fish that I caught out of there 2 years ago. Yeah,
very cool. How big was that fish?
It was a 16-inch crappie, which is what we call a dinner plate size crappie.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I like it. So, okay, so what did you do with the fish after
I released it? I released almost all of my fish. I put them back, and most people do. It's important to sustain those fisheries in that way. But if you take a few out and fry them up, that's okay, too.
Mm-hmm. He's talking with Henry Vajon and Johnny Riley. Conversation sponsored by Owassa, and you can get a lot more on their website, which is owassa.org, right, Johnny? Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly right.
And we're talking about recreation on the lakes, University Lake and Cane Creek Reservoir, but these are also the primary water sources for Chapel Hill and Carrboro. So what, back to you, Johnny, what do we do to protect the water at the lakes?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of mine and my staff's job. We try to control what we can control. There are certain things that are outside of our control, but there's something that, you know, we try to take pride in, that at least we do what we can. Now, some of that goes to, we own a lot of property around, specifically speaking about Cane Creek University, Cane Creek Reservoir. Owassa owns the entire shoreline around it, so we can have control over access to who's coming in, who's coming, and who's going. We also do have a lot of land in the surrounding area that is protected. Either it's owned by Owassa, or we have it in conservation easements on private property. Those are extremely important tools to make sure that the water before it even gets to the lake is as clean as it possibly can be. So that's one of the biggest steps that we have. And we also have rules that are in place, like, you know, there's no swimming in either of our lakes, no body contact with the water. We don't, pets aren't even allowed within 50 feet of the water for added protection. With our boats that come in, or personal equipment, private equipment that comes in, we inspect it to make sure that it doesn't have aquatic weeds or mud that might have seeds or something along those lines that might move something that we don't want from lake to lake, from body of water to body of water.
Yeah, so this is that scene in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where we've got the chocolate fountain, but don't touch it. You can enjoy it. You just can't
especially on those hot days. I know it looks enticing, but... No swimming.
Yeah,
in
and
of
I
our
said
lakes.
Swimming a couple of minutes ago, but no, just boating and fishing and
just boating
and things
and fishing,
like that.
And things that are, can occupy the shoreline.
Yeah, and then I also have to then treat the water once it's out into the actual drinking water supply to make sure it's safe as well, right?
Absolutely, and that's where folks that are kind of above me, you know, I take it from there. They take it from the lake there, and it travels to the water treatment plant there on Jones Ferry Road, where my supervisor Ken Laughlin and the rest of the staff, the operator. Down there, Tiffany, those folks, and Katie over in the lab and her staff, they do everything they can to filter the water properly. And Katie's there with her staff to make sure that the raw water that's coming into the plant is in good shape when it gets there, and that when it leaves, it's in even better shape.
Anything else that people ought to know about recreation at the lakes?
Yeah, we're open as far as when we're open. We're open on Fridays and Saturdays at Cane Creek from 6:30 to 6. And at University Lake, we're open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're also open on the holidays. Memorial Day, we have 4th of July coming up. That's on a Thursday this year. And so we'll actually be open an extra day at both lakes this week, or that week. So, yeah, I think that's the last thing I wanted to make sure that people know when they could get there. And we're open from mid-March to mid-November is the other, you know, the season that we're open each year.
And then, Henry, final thoughts from you, fishing advice for people who want to go out there and give it a shot?
Well, at this time of year, the fish tend to stay in deeper, cooler water. And that's where you got to find them if you're going to go and catch some
Sounds
fish.
Sounds good. Good advice anytime, I think.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Summer is here. It's a great time of year to spend a weekend at the water. Head to University Lake Friday through Sunday, and then Friday and Saturday for Cane Creek Reservoir, and you can get more info on all of that online at owassa.org/recreation. That's wonderful water for this week. Johnny Henry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.